Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Joe Williams, who is VP of International Sales with Beaulieu of America, and we're at Domatex in Hanover, Germany. Joe, how you doing?
Great, Kim.
Glad you could sit down with me for a few minutes. You know, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, when you look around Domatex, you guys are here every year consistently. You've been an exhibitor here, and you know, in the USA, you're the third largest producer of carpet, but the other two large players don't come to this show every year with an exhibit. What do you find? Why do you come to the show every year?
Well, we think it's important to maintain our international presence. No, we don't have the footprint either in the U.S. or globally that the other two big players do, but we do maintain our presence here, and we continue to draw clients from around the world who come back here, and we find new clients every year while we're here.
Well, as I look around, you know, there's a couple of language things you have to learn. Obviously, if you're looking for nylon at Domatex, you have to know it's called polyamide. They call things differently. The construction's a lot different. I took a tour this morning around in Germany about, you know, what's selling in the carpet market there. Their styling's a lot different. They're a lot bolder in color. But you're looking here, I'm looking at the racks where you're showing product here, and it's the same rack that you have on display at Surfaces, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And obviously, the styling in many parts of the world isn't the same as it is in the U.S. But there are customers who find our products attractive, particularly Eastern Europeans and a lot of Asians. Many of the people from Western Europe don't find our residential products attractive, but as I said, other parts of the world do. And in addition, we focus a lot on our contract business. As you can see, our entire floor here is tile. We've got all our contract products displayed prominently, and we get an awful lot of interest and an awful lot of traffic based on our contract business.
Let's talk about that for a second. Talking about the American manufacturers that are here displaying tile, I'm here talking to you, so you're showing the Beaulieu modular tile. There's also Maslin here, I think Mannington here, and Shaw Contract is here for the first time in several years. So are the styling, when it comes to modular carpet, are the styles that you make in the United States, do they appeal to the palate of these European buyers?
Yes, very much so. For some reason, modular globally, yes, there's some slight differences in color and things like that. But typically, the modular patterns that we're selling in the U.S., they're very well accepted throughout the world.
Most everybody knows that, you know, obviously Interface is a huge international player, and I find it interesting they're not here. So the construction of modular tile in the United States, and we're actually kind of seen as all of the producers that make tile, we're seen as a leader in modular tile, aren't we?
Yes, very much so. I mean, when you look at the footprint that our competitors have, as well as Beaulieu, I mean, we've made huge strides in the last 5 or 6 years with our modular program, expanded our capacity, thank goodness, because now I can get it. It's been tight, but it's really, really grown, and all we see is the demand continuing to grow. I mean, I see in contract modular is 50% of the demand that's out there, and we're trying to meet that demand.
Actually, I was talking to a guy with Tate Raised Flooring System, and he says, you know, that the whole modular office and raised flooring acceptance in Europe is in the 70 percentile, whereas in the United States, it's still down in the 20 or 30 percentile. So modular is very well accepted in Europe, isn't it?
Yes, very well accepted in Europe and in other parts of the world. We see the same thing in Asia and very much in the Mideast. We've had an awful lot of interest on the stand from the Mideast since we've been here for the last few days. And, you know, again, these guys they like the American styling, and they like the fact that there are features and benefits on our products that they can't find elsewhere.
On your modular carpet, you've made some improvements, or necessarily improvements, but some changes. You've actually changed the backing, and it's a little more supple than what you've had in the past, right?
Yeah, it certainly is more supple. We've changed the polymer that we're using in the backing. It's still 85% post-consumer, so it's, as far as we're aware, the greenest backing that's out there today. But we have made some dramatic improvements in it. It's more supple. It's got a lot more drape when you hold the tile up, and it's easier to cut.
Now, let me ask you this. Beaulieu International is about two stands behind you with a huge display. They've got carpet and vinyl, you know, across the board, a lot of different products. Is there some confusion on who Beaulieu of America is versus Beaulieu International?
Yeah, from time to time there is. We always have people that wander onto our stand that want to talk to us, and thinking that we're part of the BIG group, and we're not. But we just explain to them, no, they're two stands over, and point them in that direction right after we try to sell them some of our product.
So talk about your infrastructure. I mean, you have salespeople all over the world, and they're sending people over here to this stand to see some of your products.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've got agents placed around the world in different areas, and they're sending people, and we pick up a lot of traffic here through email. All of our agents are making sure that all of their customers are aware that we're here, and then we get drop-by traffic as well at a show of this size.
Hey, great, Joe. I appreciate you talking to us. I've been talking to Joe Williams. He's VP of International Sales for Bowie of America, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.